أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد نجينا بني إسرائيل من العذاب المهين. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala gave the example of Fir'aun and his people who did not respond to the call of Allah, and finally how Allah Ta'ala had destroyed them and all the beautiful country they had built up. Overnight Allah handed it over to the Bani Israel. Further Allah explains His favors on the Bani Israel. وَلَقَدْ نَجَّيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينَ. اور ہم نے بچا نکالا بنی اسرائیل کو ذلت کی مصیبت سے. And we gave salvation to Bani Israel from a humiliation adab that was upon them. Fir'aun, all types of adab he had put on them, he had disgraced them. And when he was informed of the birth of a Nabi and that will overthrow his government, then he started slaughtering all the male issues of the Bani Israel, leaving the females alive for their services. And he treated them worse than any animals also. So Allah says, we gave you salvation from that disgraceful punishment. Min Fir'aun. Fir'aun ki taraf se thi. And all that humiliation was from Fir'aun. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَالِيًا مِّنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. بے شک وہ تھا چر رہا حد سے بر جانے والا. Undoubtedly he had transgressed all bounds in evil and in wrong. A person, one is he does wrong, but in that wrong he had transgressed all the limits of wrong also. Fir'aun had reached the heights of all the most worst types of evil and tormenting people. وَلَقَدْ اخْتَرْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عَلَىٰ الْعَالَمِينَ. اور ان کو ہم نے پسند کیا جان بوجھ کر جہاں کے لوگوں سے. And at that time Allah says we had chosen the Bani Israel and we had given them preference over all the other people عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ, knowing that they have got great weaknesses in them and they've got great faults in them. In spite of that Allah had chosen them as a chosen nation for their period. And Allah gave them preference over the rest of the people of the world at that time. وَآتِيْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ مَا فِيهِ بَلَاءٌ مُبِينٌ. اور دی ہم نے ان کو نشانیاں جن میں تھی مدد صریح. And we had given them clear signs in which there was the open help of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is, Allah Ta'ala overnight removed them from the clutches of Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala handed over the whole country to them with all its infrastructure and with all its beauty. Allah Ta'ala gave them the ruling power. All this Allah had given to them and Allah Ta'ala's great help was with them. إِنَّ هَا أُولَٰئِ لَيَقُولُونَ. یہ لوگ کہتے ہیں. And then now referring, and for whom all this was said, particularly the Quraysh of Makkah, that they had the story of Fir'aun, Bani Israel, was narrated to them so that they take a lesson. But in spite of all this, which they are fully aware, and they were informed of it before time, before the Quran also, the Quran only confirmed it. But what did they say? Instead of bringing iman, these people used to say, in hiya illa mautatuna al-ula وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُنْشَرِينَ. اور کچھ نہیں ہمارا, یہی مرنا ہے پہلا اور ہم کو پھر اٹھنا نہیں. They say this is only this one death of this world and after that we are not going to be raised up again. That is, it is only a life of this dunya. And they did not believe at all and they could not comprehend that there is life after death. And they did not believe in life in the qabr, that there will be a resurrection on the day of qiyamah. So they were not worried of hisab kitab in any way. They only felt that this worldly life we have to make and that is all what we are living for. فَأْتُوا بِآبَائِنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. بھلا تو لے آؤ ہمارے باپ داداؤں کو اگر تم سچے ہو. And they used to say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are saying that people will be brought back to life, then bring our forefathers back to life again. They have They have died long ago. Some have died recently. Show us that how they are going to be brought back to life. Of course, this was a useless demand of theirs, because coming back to life is not in this world. It will be in the Akhirat, when the world comes to an end. It is not at this time. But they were just like in Urdu, there is a saying, agar tu hi na mane to baate hazar hai. If you don't want to believe, you'll make 1,000 excuses. Like a little child that the mother puts to sleep, the child wants to still play, it will make various excuses. It will say, I'm hungry, etc. All other excuses. So when a person doesn't want to do something, doesn't want to believe, he'll make all types of excuses. So they also said, bring our forefathers back to life, if there is life after death. So Allah Ta'ala warns them again, all this tomfoolery of yours, all this excuses of yours, trying to make jokes and passing off the main issue. Allah gives them a serious warning. Ahum khayrun am qawmu tubba. Bhala ye behtar hai ya tubba ke qawm. Are you more better or the people of tubba? Tubba was also a great nation that was in Yemen. And Tubba was the name of the king. How we have a title like president of the country, prime minister of the country. Tubba was a title like this. And this was referring to one particular king who was a very mighty and powerful king. So Allah says that you people know of Qawme Tubba. That what a powerful nation. Where are you? You don't compare with them in any way whatsoever. When they got destroyed, where are you going to live forever? Where, on what are you depending? What are you boasting about? Think of the people of Tubba, which you people are very acquainted with. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Or جو ان سے پہلے تھے, and those nations that were before them also, the Qawm of Aad and Thamud, and the Quraysh were fully aware of these people. For their business journeys, they used to travel to Syria to the north, and to Yemen in the south, and they used to pass by the remains of these nations. And they knew the histories of these nations. So when these mighty nations could not stand against the orders of Allah, when Allah's command of destruction came, then you people of Makkah, on what are you depending? You haven't got even that outward power which they had of this dunya. Ahlaknahum, innahum kanu mujrimin. Hamne unko gharat kar diya. Beshak wo the gunegar. We destroyed all of those nations also when they disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala. The king of Tubba wanted to conquer Medina Sharif also. Two Jew alims advised him. They used to fight during the day. At night, the people of Medina used to host them. Two Jew alims informed them, you'll never be able to overpower the people of Medina, because this is the promised place of the last and final Nabi. Then he understood, and in honor he built a palace, he built a house for the Nabi when he will come, whenever it was. And it is narrated that the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was actually that same place that was actually built so long before for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Ayyub Ansari was just looking after it for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, Allah ta'ala says, we destroyed all these nations, and the main lesson to take, بِأَنَّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ, that they were transgressors, and they broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Allah warns the people of Quraysh, until the day of Qiyamah, you break my laws and I will break you. So we should observe the laws of Allah Ta'ala, otherwise a person faces destruction. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ اور ہم نے جو بنایا آسمان اور زمین اور جو ان کے بیچ ہے کھیل نہیں بنایا. And this that the people of Makkah used to make a joke, that bring our forefathers, if you are truthful, Allah Ta'ala says, the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in between them was not just for some waste of time and just for some play and for just passing time. There is a great, great purpose. As in other ayat, Allah explains that all the main purpose of all these things is to understand the existence of Allah, the oneness, the power, the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So don't get engaged in all your little small jokes and your little games and your little plays. Realize the reality and the truth, the greatness, the existence, the oneness of Allah ta'ala. Ma khalaqnahuma illa bilhaq. Nahi banaya unko to banaya hamne theek kaam. We created them and we created them perfectly, and we created them with absolute authority and power. The world, the skies and the earth did not just come about. We created it, and we created it in a specific and in a definite way, and with absolute authority and power we created it. Walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun. Par bahut log nahi samajhte. But unfortunately the vast majority of people do not understand this. In fact, even we as Muslims, we don't take heed of the skies and the earth. We don't take a lesson. We go to the seas, but we don't take a lesson from the sea. We go in mountains, but we don't take a lesson from the mountains. All this, the main thing, whatever we have, the first ni'mat of Allah, which He gives us in ni'mat, is to recognize Allah. To understand Allah is the one who has made all this, and He is the controller of it. That was the first and foremost thing that man should understand, and then become obedient to Allah Ta'ala, understand how perfectly Allah has made everything, and whatever food and personally what we consume, Allah Ta'ala has made it personally for us alone. And so we should be greatly in love and appreciate Allah's favors and be in His obedience, not as by force, but by love and with enjoyment and release. We should be in the obedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.